Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. You read about people in the news and you think, gosh, what makes them tick? I need to meet them. And this is a person I think we all need to meet, maybe learn something from. Haley Taylor Schlitz is on the phone. She is 19 years old. And is it Saturday that you graduate from law school?
I graduate Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. So, Haley, you graduated from high school at what age?
13.
Bachelor of Science at what age?
16.
Then an offer for 9 law schools. Tell us why you chose the school that you did.
I chose SMU for a variety of reasons, but the top reasons were the faculty. The faculty are absolutely incredible. You can tell just how smart they are, just how passionate they are about the topics that they're teaching. And of course, that's crucial to keeping student engagement and understanding. So that was at the top of the list. With a close second of the peers in the student body, they are absolutely very welcoming. They made me feel very included. I was not hazed or discriminated against. So that's something I was really looking for, as you can imagine, being so young.
Yeah, absolutely. Haley will become the youngest law school graduate at SMU on Friday, the youngest Black woman to graduate from law school in the entire nation. And in fifth grade, your grades were dropping and your parents made a drastic step. What did they do?
Absolutely, yeah. So my grades went from straight A's to B's, and that was enough for my parents to be like, hey, you know, like, what's going on? They checked in with me, tried to work through the school with getting me in the GT program. That didn't work out. There was also a lot of racism in the school, so they decided to pull me out and homeschool me.
Let's talk about that racism. So in fifth grade, they were doing a lesson on slavery, and what did they ask you to do?
Yeah, so in fifth grade, we were doing a lesson on slavery, and the other students would turn to me and be like, I would own you if we lived back then. And of course, I'm 10 and 11, they're 10 and 11, and what do you say? You know, how can you imagine that makes me feel, and how do you think that encourages learning? They also did a play on the quote-unquote war of northern aggression, and they made me a part of the southern family, and I was the mulatto slave girl. And I don't know who thought that was a good idea, but of course, my parents were not happy about that, and talked to the school, and they moved me to the abolitionist in the northern family, which... Better? Question mark?
Right. So they're trying to teach you their version of history. And lo and behold, a few years later, you are making history. So we applaud you, Haley. We applaud you. I would imagine this has been a part of your journey, and you probably do not want to see this happen to other children.
Absolutely not. Yeah, so that's definitely where my passions lie. Next steps for me definitely looks like going into educational policy. I also feel called to teaching, so teaching K-12, being that teacher that allows students to thrive and grow into their best selves. I want to make a learning environment that's inducive for that, also that accurately teaches history and math and all of that good stuff as well. I don't think that politics should be mixed with our education. So I think that that's really important to emphasize. I want to be a teacher that creates that. But on top of that, I want to do educational policy in the legal field. That way I can, you know, change the foundation of our educational system so that other teachers can do that exact same thing.
For being a Texas girl, you certainly talk as fast as a Chicagoan.
I love it.
So what did your parents do? I mean, your mom has a doctorate. I know she's got DR before her name, but she found time to homeschool you?
Absolutely, yes. She is an ER doctor, and she was, you know, busy, obviously, doing her doctor thing. But yes, absolutely, she had a high priority on me and my siblings. My dad is also, he works from home, so that did make things a lot easier. He works in politics and marketing and just advertising, campaign manager, that sort of vibe. And he can do a lot of that work from home. So that made the load a lot easier for them when it came to transportation from to and from sports activities, music activities, all that good stuff, and also made school easier as well. So, yes.
So you're an advocate for homeschooling. What would you say to people who are listening who might have considered it or might be considering it?
Absolutely. I am an advocate for homeschooling, but I like to emphasize more so a homeschooling mindset. Not everybody has the availability or opportunity to homeschool, and that should be okay. Students should be able to be 19-year-old law school graduates and have gone to public school. And so what the homeschool mindset means for the parents is to supplement the child's education, the student's education, so that way they can thrive and grow. I think what really allowed me and my siblings to do what we've done is not genetics, not being a genius, but more of hard work and an opportunity to thrive in the areas we're strong at and grow in the areas we're not. It was really personalized. And so a homeschooling mindset is a parent taking every single opportunity, whether it be at the store shopping or looking into summer camps, to allow their students to do exactly that, have that personalized education.
You are listening to the woman who will become the youngest law school graduate at Southern Methodist University on Friday, the youngest Black woman to graduate from law school in the entire nation. Haley, we will be watching you change the world. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me.
Got to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.